16th Perek of Galen, first Mishnah. Kol Kli Eitz Shenechlek Lishnayim Tor. Wooden Kli, which is broken in half, is Tor. It's not usable when you only have half of it. Chutz is Shulchan HaKofel. A whole list of things I'm going to say now. Some type of double table, which basically could stand up by itself if it was broken in half. Va'tamchoi va'miznon. Tamchoi ha'miznon. The Rav says it's one thing. It's a very big bowl, which they would put smaller bowls into it, and a nice even if the large one broke, the smaller pieces inside of it are makabel tuma. And apifyorin is another, some type of shear, which also, even if it was split in half, it had two sections to the shear, also, which each one could be used independently. Yeah, apifyorin shel balabais. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af hamagis v'koyin habavli. He says some other type of kli also, which can be broken in half, and each half has a receptacle. I have the same din. Kli eitz may mustn't be makabel tuma. When is a kli eitz considered finished, made, that it's makabel tuma? Amita varisa, different types of beds. Yishufim be'or hadag. They take a skin of a fish and they rub it against it, and that smooth it out. It will be usable. If you decide not to smooth it off, it's also good enough since it's usable as a bed even without it. Because a bed is not makabel tuma till you make three rows of strings that are going to hold up the mattress.